Hello everyone, this is Annabelle. Happy New Year and welcome back to the In Waters podcast. May 2022 be full of new opportunities to heal and grow together as we identify further with the presence within us. Due to an important time difference and clashing agendas with Nikan, it has been difficult to record. So today, we are experimenting something new. The questions sent to Mikan and his answer have been recorded separately. And I have just edited that back together. I hope this will be as pleasant and interesting as before. While I had a very nice 2 weeks holiday break with my husband and 2 kids, I was also working on letting go of my resistance. Unfortunately, there seems to be no time off for challenges, and my spiritual work is to increase my awareness of what's going on inward. I've noticed some of my reactions were shifting from basic anger, pain, doubts, and so on, into a sense of separation with God or the presence within. In case some of you just jumped on the podcast for the first time, I use the term God as the presence within, the observer or awareness in us. That is the core of our existence or knowing our existence. If you have listened to episode 15, we start where we resist. Usually my morning practice would look like this. This person should or shouldn't have said this or that. This or that should or shouldn't have happened. This is usually how we resist our reality, simply because we're trying to avoid a feeling that can easily be identified. What I am experiencing today is a bit different, as what I mainly resist is the feeling of separation between me and God. While trying to fix my daughter's bed last Wednesday, I hurt my back. I could no longer move without a sharp pain. Nikan told me to use the presence, the I am that I am, to heal. So I said, I am, my back healed. But I could feel the pain still. I noticed the resistance building up. I should have been able to heal my back. I've noticed the distance between me, my ego self, and God. If I ask, then I'm not. It is still me, the body mind, asking the presence within for something. That's the separation. In episode 7, Why What We Identify With Matters, Nikan and I discuss the importance of identifying with the presence within. When we identify with the ego self, we are limited and fearful. That's when we feel we need to defend ourselves, we are attacked. But when we identify with our divine presence, we are unlimited, peaceful, loving. Spoil alert, I didn't fix my back. Even though it does feel much better now, but I became aware of the sense of separation within me as a feeling between what I still identified with and what I know I am. It is far more subtle experience than playing anger, pain, or doubt. Not there is anything wrong with those feelings, but when we allow ourselves to experiment, what we experiment next tend to evolve. Dr. David Hawkins covered it in his consciousness map, and I will make sure you get the link in this podcast. So, my question to you, Mikan, is why our spiritual path or spiritual work consists of aligning ourselves with the presence within? What does it imply, and what happens when we are fully identified with it, if that's even possible?
Hello, Annabelle. Thank you for your questions. Your first question was, why does our spiritual path consist of aligning ourselves with the presence within. Well, in a religious context, Christians would say God has three aspects: God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and is present in each of those. If we experience lives just as people, then we are not connected, or we don't sense or feel or experience the connection with the other parts of God, the Holy Spirit and the Father. And aligning yourself with the presence within works towards achieving, experiencing also the aspect of God that is the Holy Spirit in your life as a person. Now, in a more non-religious environment, one would say that learning to experience yourself as that which you truly are, rather than that which you think or feel or sense you might be, is an important step in your personal development, because it allows you to experience life from a, let's call it, wider perspective, whereby you no longer necessarily identify with the suffering and problems of your life, but realize they are a temporary phenomenon, and you seek that which is aware of those things. Your second question was, what does it imply to align yourself with the presence within? Well, the end result of that is that you start perceiving the world from a wider perspective, no longer through the lens or filter of the limitations that you were working with before. And the way to go about achieving that, one way that works, at least for me, is to open yourself up to Christ, to having that in your heart, in this case, as Lord and Savior. There may be other ways, but that is the way that works for me. As a result of that, you indicate to the I am that I am, to the greater sense of being, that you are willing to commence experiencing life from that perspective. And so the limitations that you may have been working with and through before start to slowly dissipate as you become more and more aware of them, and you start leading a life that feels more full. Your third question was, what happens if we are fully identified with it? If you are fully identified with it, then you no longer experience what we call the ego in the way that you've experienced it before. You instead experience life as what you are and not what you thought you were. An important addition to this is to realize that the ego is not something to be conquered or overcome from the perspective of having a fight or a battle with it and you emerging victorious. No, it's more about recognizing it for what it is. It's been a useful tool to support you in your life, to make sure you continue to exist on Earth, and are able to grow and learn and develop and experience. In the beginning, when you are starting to deal with recognizing what the ego is, it might be tempting to see it as something bad that needs to be overcome. And in the beginning, that might be useful because it might push you to continue to low and grow and learn. But at some point, that too must be surrendered, because if all is one with you, then you cannot be in conflict with any part of it, including your ego. And what you'll find is that as you continue on that path, nothing else will suffice but God. So your desire to be with whatever God is continues to increase as you grow and learn. And so then at some point, automatically, you're willing to no longer strive against the ego, recognize it for what it is, and it is effectively merged with what you are and given up for what it was. Its purpose has been served at that point, and it no longer determines your actions.
Thank you, Mikan. That was incredibly insightful. First, because I never realized the three aspects of God were different ways to experience Him. For now, I only experience the presence within, and from your answer, I understand this is what we call Christ. Second, the collapsing sense of separation between my ego self and being or the presence within will allow me to experience the Father, which, according to my reading, is what people describe as nothingness, maybe, and the Holy Spirit, who might be experienced as a moving, creative force. Maybe not. It does sound like a good question for another time. Finally, I'm grateful for the reminder that our ego is also part of the wider version of who we are and not an enemy to get rid of. I remember a nightmare I had once, and when we discussed it, you introduced me to the ego as being part of me as well, not just the entire me, but part of it. And that shifted how I approach the pattern I'm dealing with, introducing more compassion and understanding. And that also put an end to the internal war that I was feeling at the time. Sometimes having a kind of a roadmap helps to walk that path. I know it does for me, and I'm hoping it will be helpful for you too. But of course, it all starts with going inward. This episode comes to an end. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you get notified when a new episode comes up, usually on Fridays. And in the meantime, you can reach me on Instagram. Thank you for listening, and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.